Depending on the disability and how it has impacted a child, some students are on what are called independent education plans, or IEPs. Those IEPs are usually negotiated between parents, school districts, and healthcare providers to outline a student's learning goals. And if a family feels the public school is not right for their child, they can opt for a McKay scholarship and use those funds to send their kid to a private school. Some students with disabilities also qualify for Medicaid. Bottom line, there's a lot of money associated with students with disabilities. And Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell says her proposal is for everyone.
Whether you're homeschool, private school, McKay, public school, and allow these students the opportunity to access these learning accounts to enhance the education, to make sure that we're looking at the whole child, to make sure that everything has been completed for that child.
Stargell's bill gives $18 million to fund individual spending accounts for students with disabilities. About $1.4 million of that money would go to the Agency for Persons with Disabilities to administer the program, though there are concerns about whether the agency, with its troubled financial history, can handle that. Students could use the money to help pay tuition costs, get testing, or pay for other academic needs. They could also put the dollars toward a prepaid scholarship. Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Monfort, who's also head of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, is supportive of steering extra funding to disabled students.
I don't think it comes as a surprise that those in school districts have known for years that there are needs among our most need, if you will, that have not been met.
Stargell's bill had previously excluded public school students and those on McKay scholarships, drawing concern from groups like the League of Women Voters, who believed it would have served to benefit private schools.
Well, we're still in opposition to the bill. However, we think that the fact that the strike all amendment kind of removed a possible incentive for parents to take their kids out of public school, we think that that's a good thing.
Jessica Lohminer is the spokeswoman for the League of Women Voters of Florida. An amendment filed by Republican Senator Aaron Bean Wednesday removed the restrictions on public school students and McKay kids from participating, something the League believes is a step in the right direction. But Lohminer says it does nothing to allay other concerns her group has with the legislation.
And we're just very concerned that this type of measure could be a camel's nose under the tent for expanding, situations in which public money is given to families to acquire education that it has not been proven to be effective.
The League and the United Faculty of Florida both oppose the bill. Adding to the concern, the measure could be a proverbial Trojan horse leading to an even larger school voucher program is its House counterpart, which now includes an expansion of the state's corporate tax scholarship program. A separate bill expanding that program was pulled by its Senate sponsor. But Florida Developmental Disabilities Council lobbyist Michelle Hooper likes the bill, and she says it should help address disabled students who are not currently eligible for Medicaid funding.
And the personal learning accounts are very excited for children that are on the APD waiting list and can't get those extra services they need to be successful, so we're happy about that.
Bill sponsor Stargell says she does not intend to add the corporate tax language to her bill. The proposal already has components even the groups opposed to would like, including a permanent exemption to state standardized tests for the most severely disabled students and new pathways to earning a standard high school diploma. But it could still be a flashpoint between the House and Senate, which are poised to approve two very different bills. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.